Christina Rossetti, The Victorian, 1830 to 1894. Christina Rossetti was born in London, one of four children of Italian parents. Her boisterous family turned their home into a lively hub for Italian exiles, where politics and culture were thrashed out long into the night. Their house was filled with a love for art and literature. Her father was a poet, and so was her brother Dante, which inspired Rossetti to write poetry from a young age. Rossetti was caught between her deep religious faith and worldly delights. She was a devout High Anglican and an equally passionate poet. She turned down two marriage proposals for religious reasons, despite being quite in love with one of the men, and lived a sequestered, spinsterly life. William Michael Rossetti said his sister was replete with a spirit of self-postponement. A true fan of self-discipline, Rossetti quit playing chess because she enjoyed winning too much, turned down seeing Wagner's opera Parsifal because it celebrated pagan mythology, snubbed nudity in paintings, and glued paper strips over the anti-Christian parts of Algernon Swinburne's poem, Atalanta in Calydon. Rossetti's Goblin Market and Other Poems, published in 1862, was a critical success and established her as the preeminent female poet and Elizabeth Barrett Browning's successor. Rossetti tackled the big topics, love and death, religion and renunciation. In an essay on Rossetti, Virginia Woolf said, "Your instinct was so sure, so direct, so intense, that it produced poems that sing like music in one's ears, like a melody by Mozart or an air by Gluck."